I suppose the concern is always there with every club in all sports in Limerick. I suppose that rely on the funds that come in through the gate, as it were. Luke, you know, there's different ways the clubs can get money throughout the season across different sports. We're talking about rugby specifically. That tenner to watch top class rugby in the All Ireland League on a Saturday afternoon, that's the only real source of income. Then you have club lottos, fundraising events, as you say, that normally take place during the summer. So we've seen Old Crescent this week, you know, take the GoFundMe, much like Young Munsters as well. I mean, Old Crescent, what they bring into the city alone for tag rugby is massive, but that all basically runs the club for the rest of the year. And when that gets taken away, just massive chunk in finances. So clubs have got to go to their members and friends and families from all over the world and ask for a little bit of help at this time, because without matches going on, yes, there's no real cost, but there's going to be cost coming next year. And the cost of running a rugby club in Limerick is phenomenal. It's astronomical. It, you know, how long is a piece of string, if you want to look at it that way, from six all the way up to your top team? So money is needed. Fundraisers have been cancelled. So clubs have taken to GoFundMes, asked their people to dig into their pockets where possible.
Yeah, of course. And I know a lot of people are being quite helpful. And obviously, these clubs have a massive history and tradition and massive followings as well. Just in terms of what the money's going towards, that'll go towards next season, won't it? And vamping it all back up and kicking into the season. I mean, you have, if everything can go ahead as planned, you have travel expenses, you've so many expenses and overheads that you have to fulfil. So that'll have to, the kitty will have to be there for whenever action can resume.
Yeah, 100%. You know yourself, covering games, Luke, what goes into a match day experience alone. I mean, obviously, post-match players are fed by the home club. That's a cost. You've got pre-match meals when you go travel abroad, or travel away, I should say. You've got buses. You've got physio bills, you've got strapping bills, you've got gym sessions or pool sessions if you can't operate those in your own clubhouse. And this goes back just to the infrastructure of the league itself. I mean, there was a season there a couple of years ago where Brough's closest away game was in Athlone. You know, the teams have been going up the north. Like, the cost of going up the north to play a game in the weekend is astronomical. Overnight for over 30 people in a hotel and a couple of meals thrown in as well. So all that money that needs to be spent on next year is normally fundraised during the summer, as you say. So the big thing for me on this, though, is, I mean, everyone has pushed pause on rugby full stop. It's a chance maybe for the Irish U to wake up to what was the original game plan that they used to use, was to play provincial leagues and let Limerick teams play Limerick teams or Cork teams, and then let maybe the best of Munster go out and play All-Ireland League after that. Because at the end of the day, look, it's an amateur sport, but it's costing these clubs massive amounts of money to compete on a national level when they technically don't need to, because the RFU, as we've seen, 85% of their revenue comes from the Irish rugby team. The rest of it comes from Munster. Very little of it comes from the league. So if I was an Alakadu, let's say, in a rugby club in Limerick, I would be asking around, going, has anyone got an interest in playing a Limerick league for a couple of years and move on from there? But maybe that's for another day.
Yeah, and that's one thing that's going to be looked at across many competitions. You look at the League of Ireland in soccer as well, for an example, and they're going to have to look at these structures and look at viable ways to go forward. You mentioned the IRFU obviously hosting a webinar to address the issues and give suggestions on maybe creative fundraising initiatives next Thursday. I suppose it's no secret they get plenty of stick from the club world, but a positive move in that they're trying to help out as best they can, I suppose, in this, in giving clubs some ideas maybe going forward.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, look, I mean, obviously the RFU, as you say, come in for plenty of stick about the attention or lack thereof that they give to the All-Ireland League. Look, they're being active, they're coming out, they're looking to give clubs ideas and how they can fundraise. But the big thing here, I suppose, with COVID-19 is the amount of money that's pumped into the pro game and how far away from the local grassroots rugby that has become. And to be honest with you, without any sport being played, the GAA are winning the PR battle here hand over fist in terms of all other sports, for me anyway. I mean, the GAA have just said, look, the safety of our players, safety of our volunteers, very much focused towards what's on the grassroots, who is going to open up pitches. You know, there was a worry about safety about opening up pitches, so they decided to keep them closed. Little things like that. In terms of the rugby, then, they're so far disconnected from the multi-million dollar Lions tours, you know, summer tour to Australia, cancelled today. That doesn't affect Young Munsters, Gary Owen, Old Crescent or Cork Conn. And I think that's maybe something I touched on earlier, that these clubs now need to say to the RFU, look, if you're a governing body, then support us, give us the financial wherewithal that we need, pay for our cost of travel, which the Pro 14 does for Munster, Leinster and all these teams, or else bring us back to something that's more affordable and we can only play in leagues that we can afford to play in. And to be honest with you, if anyone listening in here today, if you offered them Shannon versus Bowes, Old Crescent, you know, Munster's Bruff, even Richmond Tolman the following week, you know, every second or third week, they'd go and watch that. They'd probably pay a tenner for that quicker than they'd pay a tenner for, you know, Munster versus Clontarf. So everything should be on the table when they're talking about raising funds for rugby, because at the end of the day, if the best players in Limerick aren't playing with Munster, which they aren't at the moment, there's no Munster player in Limerick in a Munster, Limerick player in the Munster Academy, then what are the purpose of the clubs only to entertain their members? So maybe twist it around a bit and get it focused. So maybe that should be on the RFU's webinar as opposed to fundraising.